Welcome everyone to day 32 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Silliness has arrived, so take a moment to settle into your seat. No need to squash silliness. Sense of delight is always welcome in our practice. Feeling the sense of ground. A sense of delight, appreciation, connection. It's all welcome. And continuing our discussion of the paramitas, we're on the last one. Woohoo! Wisdom. Also a big topic. And one of the ways Norman Fisher talks about wisdom is he talks about it as understanding, which I think is really a little less intimidating than, and so there's lots of ways to talk about wisdom and understanding, of course, and one of the ways that I want to talk about it over the next couple of days is this very fundamental ideas in Buddhism, which is wisdom and understanding is just seeing things the way they are. Just really being clear about where they are. And we sort of started that yesterday with that idea of insight. That insight arises in our meditation practice when we slow down, start to see how things are, rather than just running around thinking about things and making up stories about how things are. And their very traditional way of looking at the way things are is the three marks of existence. So the truth of suffering, impermanence, and no self. All big topics. So today I wanted to start with this idea of suffering, the truth of suffering. And it's usually called dukkha, and it's translated to suffering, but it can also be translated as just dissatisfaction. And if you notice when you sit down that there's this general sense of like, oh, I ought to be doing something else with someone else, someplace else. That's that thing. That sense of restlessness in our minds. I'm sitting down to meditate and I'm thinking about what's for dinner or what I have to get done. Another way that I've heard it said in a chant that I used to do all the time is always wanting there to be another now. Like, what's wrong with now? Now might be okay. And just really seeing that idea of, or the experience of this kind of general restlessness when we try to settle down. And I think the most important thing when we talk about wisdom or understanding is that don't take these things, you don't have to just jump in and believe this because Buddhists have believed it for thousands of years. The invitation in wisdom is to lean into your own experience. See if it's true for you. And in that way, we're connecting to our own wisdom. So using these concepts of suffering or dissatisfaction, to see if that's true for you. And let that be the gateway, shall I say, to really starting to trust your own experience and to know your own wisdom. So that's the invitation today. Leaning into your own experience, seeing if this is true for you, how is it true for you, if it's true, and letting that be the way into your own wisdom, trusting yourself. So shifting to our more formal practice, taking your seat once again, feeling the sense of ground underneath you, whatever that is for you. I invite you to be curious. Curious. Is this true? Is this true for me? experience. This is true in my own experience. And then from that sense of ground, curiosity, interest, leaning into and trusting our own experience, feeling the length of our back so that we're upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight, allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening or softening in front. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and connection of our practice together.